This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming at you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the Conspiracy Feed. And the topic is my rights versus your rights. I wanted to jump in on this, getting a last slew of podcasts out before I hit the highway for a couple weeks. This question of rights is something that is near and dear, of course, to the hearts of every American, and really you don't have to be American to appreciate the importance of rights. What I like to say about rights is the only rights you have are the rights you can defend. And when you get down to it, that's the truth about rights. It may not be a pleasant fact, but it's a fact. With regards to what Relentless is talking about, it's certainly, and I think this largely in the context of what's going on in American society these days. there's a lot of controversy surrounding all this whole thing with the freedom of religion and this separation of church of state doctrine, and judicial legislation. And there's just a whole big can of worms surrounding all this. And, it can be very frustrating. I think, I don't think there are many people in the United States that aren't frustrated about one aspect of the law or another. And I think one of the reasons for that is that rights, even though we tend to define them and think of them as being absolute, they really aren't. Rights actually vary. They differ based upon how they're applied and the situations in which they apply. The way I like to think of it is like, U.S. law is like a series of pendulums swinging back and forth. Or maybe more like a car caroming off guardrails. All these issues, there's a whole bunch of different issues where the thinking will go from one extreme to the other. And whatever those boundaries are, I mean, we have some boundaries in the forms of things that are laid out in the Constitution, and there's federal and state laws, and not to mention state constitutions as well, that place some limits on state and federal powers, although those seem to constantly be getting eroded, but there are some guardrails, so to speak. However, between those guardrails, there's a lot of room to go back and forth. And if you look back, it's easy to look at what's going on right now in the United States and think that this is somehow, hell in a handbasket. But really, if you look back through the history of the country, it's always been like this. There's always been something. I mean, look at some of the crazy stuff that has happened in U.S. history. I'm not even going to enumerate it. I think you know what I'm talking about. There's all kinds of stuff that's been going on in U.S. history, and certainly with regards to rights. I mean, look at how recently – okay, there are some things that really stand out. Look at how recently civil rights legislation was enacted. That was back in my – that's been in my lifetime. That was back in the 60s. And even then, after all these laws were passed and everything like that, there's still a whole lot of problems with civil rights and issues with all that. So I tend to think of this as just another chapter in the history, in a rather interesting history in the United States. I just want to comment also on the benevolent heretics with regards to sovereignty and the whole issue of when in Rome or in the case of when in Saudi Arabia, do as the Saudi Arabians do. And it's their country, and if they want to require women to wear abayas or burqas or whatever, they are fully entitled to do that. It's not unusual, especially for Americans, to think that everyone else should think like we do, and that everyone else should go by the same, have the same principles that we do, and everything like that. And God bless us, that's because we're spoiled. spoiled, we're very self-centered, and very, America's the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? So the rest of the world should be like us. Or as one red-blooded American friend of mine once put it so aptly, why can't the rest of the world speak English like normal people, right? Yeah, I'm with Benevolent on this. When you're in their country, that's their laws. That's and if we don't respect that, then why would we expect them to respect our laws? And of course, there's issues. People come to the country. There's people in the country that want to assert rights, like the whole issue with the driver's license thing. The way our legal system is set up is you can sue for that if you don't, and it's actually a good thing. And by the way, I don't want to make this too long of a rant here, but this whole business of frivolous lawsuits and everything like that, it's a problem. But you know what? in my opinion, you know, people talk about lawyers and everything. Here's something that people that know me usually find rather surprising. I don't think there are enough lawyers in the United States. I think the United States needs more lawyers. And the reason why is because they're too expensive. You know, what I would like to see is so many lawyers. I want to see more law schools open up. I want to see more attorneys getting cranked out. I want to see McLaw centers, McLaw offices out there where you can walk in, drive-through law. You know, you want to sue somebody and you happen to be driving downtown. Well, hey, there's a drive-through law office you can go to. You can file your lawsuit, come back later, pick up your judgment, and you're done. You know? That's what we need in this country. We need more lawyers, we need more lawsuits, and we need more laws. but actually, if you think about it, if there were a lot more lawyers, say there were so many lawyers in this country that they got paid minimum wage. Well, you know, what do lawyers do? They represent you under law. So when lawyers are difficult to retain and lawyers cost a lot of money, that means that law is outside the reach of people that don't have a lot of money. So when I say America needs more lawyers, it's because I would like to see the cost of litigation go down, not because I actually think we need more litigation. But if you think about it, wouldn't it be nice? You know, there are a lot of cases where wouldn't it be nice if you could, for, say, $100, you know, you could file a suit. And by the way, you could do a lot of this stuff in small claims court now. But wouldn't it be nice if you could get a lawyer to do that for $100, you know, and just, you know, get this stuff resolved. And also, of course, more lawyers. We need more courts. So another way of looking at it. Anyway, you know, I understand relentless your frustration with regards to rights and what's going on in the United States these days. My recommendation is take a few steps back and take a look at the big picture. And, you know, things have been worse. Things could be worse. And a lot of this stuff is very, you know, it's news of the weird, you know, the whole thing with the driver's license photo and all that. One of the problems with the media spotlight is we tend to form our perceptions of what's going on in the world based upon what we see in the news. But the news is an extremely skewed and distorted perspective on what's going on in the world. You know, if we only used commercial news as our guide as to what was going on in the world, we would tend to think that nothing else happens other than all these horrible murders, rapes, crimes, people just dying, crazy stuff, juries awarding $60 bazillion to some, you know, woman for getting coffee spilled in her lap, you know, stuff like that. And by the way, you never hear about the follow-ups where the judgments get, you know, knocked down to something reasonable. I forget what happened in the McDonald's case, but that huge judgment got turned around. You know, it got knocked down. A lot of this stuff. But the thing is, you don't need to hear about that because it's not sensational, right? Anyway, I'm getting a little off track here. The point being is, it's easy to become alarmed when you see all this news about how rights are being eroded. And there are legal trends in this country. I'm concerned about this so-called church versus state thing because it's actually being used to oppress people for their religious beliefs. And that's another issue that maybe I can address in this pod thread. I don't know. I'm going to be taken off here in, less than about 12 hours. I'll be having to take off and hit the road. But in any case, I do appreciate the frustration, and my recommendation is don't let it get to you. There actually are some people in the legal industry that do have their heads screwed on straight. And when you find one of them, let me know. This has been Magic. Take care, friends.